President Trump will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday to see if Russia will also agree to the 30-day ceasefire that Ukraine agreed to last week. Now, most Ukrainians do not believe Putin will negotiate in good faith, and many now also wonder if the U.S. can be counted on after the way Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was treated by Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance last month in the Oval Office. Ukrainians are rallying around their leader and finding dark humor in the uncertainty, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Kyiv.
When Ukrainians saw their president berated in the White House last month, it gave him a shot in the political arm back home, says Anton Grushetsky, director of the Kyiv International Institute of Sociology, which measures public opinion. He says Zelensky's approval rating jumped 10% and is now pushing 70.
We need to understand that people perceived all these attacks not as attacks on solely Zelensky, but as attacks on the whole Ukraine and all Ukrainians. So people are furious. And actually, more people are united around the president.
Kyiv resident Mikhail Smetana says he's certainly noticed that. We meet at an outdoor food market in the city.
On my Facebook account, many people that I know hate Zelensky, but they were actually supporting him.
But as usual, it doesn't take Ukrainians long to find comedy amidst the tragedy, with memes and jokes going viral. One Ukrainian TikTok star played his guitar to a little ditty he composed about the Oval Office spat. Because this is how Ukrainians cope, says Smetana.
We make jokes of everything, and that helps us surviving. The whole war, we survive on memes.
One aspect of Zelensky's White House dressing down has gotten a lot of mockery when Vice President J.D. Vance accused him of not being grateful enough.
Thank you for your support, every American citizen.
This Instagram reel strings together examples of Zelensky's effusive public gratitude to America, some 94 instances since the full-scale invasion, according to the video. Another meme shows some of the other leaders who've shown up at the White House not wearing suits. There's Winston Churchill, Narendra Modi, and of course Elon Musk, who even keeps his baseball cap on inside the Oval Office.
Humor is a very important psychological mechanism to cope with the situation.
But, says sociologist Grushetsky, the humor also masks the hurt and anxiety Ukrainians feel on possibly being abandoned by their most important ally. In a Kyiv coffee shop, student Yulia Mala says there's a perception here that the Trump administration is suddenly treating Russia like a good faith partner, and that's distressing.
We want to say it very clear that Russia, it's not like some good guys and we could talk. They killed our people and they keep on doing it. And we want to say it clear that this is enemy.
I meet 34-year-old Taras strolling in a Kyiv park. While he doesn't want to give his last name, he says it's unnerving to hear President Trump parroting what he calls Kremlin propaganda, that Ukraine needs to hold elections.
Those who demand elections are completely ignorant about the security situation. Just imagine how many Ukrainians are refugees in foreign countries, how many Ukrainians are displaced, how many Ukrainians are currently on the front line.
How could you possibly find and get ballots to everyone, he asks. And as for security, forget it. Polling stations would make perfect targets for Russian ballistic missiles. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.